Be thou exalted, O God above the heavens. Be thou exalted, O God above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the hallelujah. Be thou exalted, O God above the heavens. Be thou exalted, O God above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. We give you praise. We thank you for this day, O God. Thank you, Lord God, once again for another new month. We magnify your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into this day and into this new month. To you alone we return all the glory, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, our God, and our King, we thank you so much for everything that you are doing in our life, for all your goodness. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have come once again to remind ourselves of your word, to exalt ourselves in your word. I pray, O God, that you grant unto us understanding in the precious name of Jesus Christ. My Father, my God, my King, I pray, grant unto us understanding of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name, O Lord. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to today's podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus, and it's coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. The Lord bless you as you listen in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, in the last episode, we were talking about incline your ear. Incline your ear to his word. Incline your ear to his word. And I said that we'll come back again to finish up the Bible passage that we read in the last episode. So in the last episode, we came from the book of Proverbs chapter 4, and I began reading from verse 20. So I think we treated that on to verse 21 or 22, I think. Verse 22, right. So today, I want to continue from verse 23. Okay, so let me bring it from verse 21. We're talking about attending to God's word, and it says, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life. Okay, I'm starting from 22 now. It says, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, this is where I want to start from now. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Your heart, from all diligence. So we must guide what comes into our heart, what comes into our spirit man. We must guide what we are fed with or what we feed ourselves with, because most of these things are registered in our subconscious mind, and you discover that these things begin to, it's just like when they say what you feed into the system is what it brings out to you. So what you feed into your system is what is reflected in you. Sometimes it determines or it shows who you really are. It shows who you really are. You know, I was talking about the gospel music and the worldly music the other time, and I was talking about my mother-in-law's maid, you know, and stuff like that. You can listen to it in the last episode that we did. So today it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, 24, it says, put away from thee a froward mouth and a perverse lips, put far from thee. Whosoever that is righteous, right, will put away a froward mouth. What is a froward mouth? A very deceitful and a lying person, a froward tongue, very deceitful and lying. And this person still claims that
he or she is a child of God or is a Christian. No, no, no. So when we feed ourselves on the word of God and we truly meditate and let the word mix up, I don't know how to put that. Let the word be part of us. Yes, let the word become part of it. You see in the book of, I think, Isaiah or Jeremiah, it said, and your word, I did eat the word. You know, you eat the word and it becomes part of you. And that's why some people say that when you eat the word, you become stronger spiritually. You become stronger spiritually. So let your depart, let your put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips put far from thee. Perverse lips put far from thee. Yeah? And it says, let your eyes look right on. 25 I'm reading now. And let your eyelid look straight before thee, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith, looking straight to the word. Not looking right or the left, not listening to distraction. No. Face where you're going. Look straight. The Bible says that if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. We're talking about the word of God here. And I say this, I was listening to a man of God in Nigeria, and he said the first time he went to the Western world or abroad, from travel out of Nigeria to America, I think, to preach. And he said when he was preaching, the people were just looking at him because he was not preaching the gospel. He was not preaching their message. He was not preaching the gospel, which is the global message. You know, the gospel is a global message. It's not a message for some part of the world. So, but because he was used to the type of preaching that they do in Nigeria, my country, you know, because of the level of poverty, bad governance, you know, evil spirit torments and all that, you know. So he was preaching and he was like prophesying to the people how God will bless them, how you'll be able to buy a car, how you'll be able to buy a house. And they were like looking at him and, you know, this system has taken care of a lot of things, you know. So he was not really preaching the gospel. He was preaching the people's, he was talking about the people's problem and, you know, using some Bible verse to, and they were just, he said they were just looking at him. And he looked at himself and said, what is wrong? And he discovered later on that the message that they are preaching in Nigeria is different from what, you know, is acceptable globally. You see now, so we're talking about the word of God, the word of God here. Even when you listen to the some kind of prayer points that people pray, or people, you know, call out for the congregation to pray, you'll be wondering, do you have understanding of the Bible at all? There's a mystery in the word of God. Yes, because even the Bible says that mystery, great is the mystery of godliness. Type that into your Google and it will tell you, great is the mystery of godliness. There is the spirit behind the word. Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, their spirit and their life. So there is the life, there is the light in the word of God. We must understand these things before we now come to the place of prayer and begin. Sometimes we call some kind of prayer point that even the devil will be laughing that these people are ignorant. Please, let's look straight into the word. Don't allow your eyes to depart from it. Yes. Then 26, say, ponder the path of your feet. What is your way like? What is your life like? Are you walking in the light of the word of God? Ponder the path of your feet and let your ways be established. Establish where? Establish in the Lord. Let your ways be established. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 32. It says, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speak frowardness, deceitfulness. The lips of the righteous. I'm talking about the righteous. I'm not talking about those who claim they are righteous. So there's difference in those who are righteous and those who claim they are righteous. So let your lips speak. Speak what is acceptable as a righteous person. Beloved, let's incline our ears to the word of God. Let's keep them in the midst of our heart. Yes, let's keep our heart with all diligence. Let's protect what comes into our heart. Let's protect, let's sieve, you know, sieve, like to, I don't know how to interpret that. To see what you allow into your heart. It's not every music that we listen to as a child of God. Once you start to listen to it from the beginning and you listen to it for like 30 seconds, 1 minute, you know whether you're supposed to continue or you're supposed to stop that. Yes, it's not every movie that we see. You see a movie for like 5 minutes, you'll be able to determine. Or even if that was just advert. By the time you get into the main movie, 5-10 minutes, if it's not for you, it's not acceptable, get out of it. The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. Let's guide ourselves. Let's look straight. Yeah? Let's look straight into the Word of God. Let's look straight. Focus on Jesus, the Word, and you'll be made. He will make you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. Jesus is the one who makes. And you have to abide in the Word. Incline your ear to the Word. The Lord bless you as you do so. In the name of Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. Almighty God, we bless you. We give you praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your Word, O God. I pray, O Lord God, that this Word, O God, will bless us mightily. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name, O Lord. For in Jesus precious name we pray, amen, amen, in Jesus' name. Beloved, please do share this message with someone you don't know who you might be blessing. And as you do so, the Lord bless you more in the name of Jesus Christ. My name once again is Shola Daniel. Till I come your way again on Monday, do have a very wonderful weekend. Stay blessed and stay safe. Amen.